section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Howdy.
Can you say more than one word?
Oh, my penis is big. It's huge, it's huge, it's huge. Wow, can my penis get any bigger?
The views and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of the hosts. All the penis jokes, racial statements, and inappropriate comments should not be associated with our guests and sponsors. This show is for entertainment purposes only, and if you're easily offended, we suggest you stop listening now. But if you do, you will deprive yourself of the most amazing auditory orgasm ever. And who doesn't like a good auditory orgasm?
I am about to tell you something that'll change the face of history.
Coming to you live from the dirty stalls of the IBWIP studio and the airwaves of Silent Storm Radio, please welcome Amish BJ, Cold Beer Coley, and the podcasting god,
Amen.
Blake Clayton, and another fucked up episode of It Burns When I Pee.
We're not total dicks.
Follow that, bitch.
1, 2, 3, 4... When I turn my radio down, all I hear is pop country. Oh, corporate jerk, sure, get on my nerves. That ain't country to me. Now it burns when I pee. It burns when I pee. That's what Nashville did to me. So let's take a piss on the Nashville music fest. Cause now it burns when I
Harker.
Hey, folks, let's take a minute to talk about our friends over at Piss Poor Washboards. Baby Genius from the goddamn gallows and his brother Quentin have started a company called Piss Poor Washboards. Piss Poor Washboards is your one-stop shop for custom art washboards. Whether it's done with wood burning or painting, these are the people that you want to get a hold of. Remember, friends don't let friends buy washing machines, and IBWIP doesn't make friends with shitty companies. If you're interested in getting your hands on a custom washboard, either to play or as a piece of art, email pisspoorwashboards at quintonbaker.88@gmail.com. Also, like them on Facebook and tell them that IBWIP sent you.
I'm sitting here looking at all you fine people, and you're sitting there watching me. And I'm staring down the bar past the drunkards and the losers and the boozers. What'll I see? Well, it's a pretty plastic jug, and it used to hold pickles. Now all the future for me. If it never gets me far, and I wake up with an aching head tomorrow, I just blame it on that old chip jar. Well, I've been all around the world, and I see all kinds of places, all kinds of faces watching me. And I'm always working on the drunk, and half the time I'm real fucked up, and I've got no old generosity. Jar for me. Jar for me. Well, I'm sitting here looking at all you fine people, and you're sitting there watching me. And I'm staring down the bar past the drunkards and the assholes and the losers. Look a lot like me. Well, it's a pretty plastic jug, and it used to hold pickles. Now knows the future for me. I play some songs in this guitar. If it never gets me far, and I wake up with an
Motherfuckers. Welcome, everybody, to episode number... Hold on a minute. God damn it.
The hell? He sounds like a Christie.
Son of a bitch. Anyway, welcome, everybody, to episode number 90 of It Burns When I Pee. I am your host, the podcasting god.
A little squeaky.
Hold on a second. Let's rewind that.
That might be better now.
That was good. All right, let me introduce my co-host, as always. It's getting hot in here. Bacon on my plate, not gonna last too much longer. I'm gonna eat you while you salted little pig strip. Bacon, we're gonna have some bacon. We're going to have some bacon because the one and only Amish BJ is in the house.
Yo, 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 what it is. Yo, MTV Raps.
What it is, woo, what it was.
Raise your hands up. Raise your hands up.
Raise them like you just don't care.
We need to come back to that, Blake, then.
Yeah.
You want
funny story.
I feel like I'm left out.
No, you won't be here in a little bit.
All right. And alongside BJ, not alongside me, because they're about 800 miles away, she's beautiful. Daddy wants a cold beer. Get you cold beer now. Cold beer. If you're wanting a cold brewski during the show... Tough shit. She's not going to get you one. It's the one and only Cold Beer Coley.
Hey, yo, what's up?
I'm in such a bad mood that I am drinking a non-alcoholic beer and nobody can stop me.
You go on with your badass self.
I'm going to do it. No, you can't stop me. It's
do it.
All right, I am.
Do it.
I am. Don't push me.
We're doing it live. Do it.
What kind of NA is that?
It is Erdinger. It's actually pretty good. Erdinger, you know, when your gay boyfriend sticks his penis in your ear.
That's what I thought.
Call the fucking Erdinger.
All right, while he takes a sip of his N.A. Humdinger beer, we brought you in with a couple good songs, and that was Miss Nellie Wilson with Suicide Kiss. Which is off her new album and is available at solitaryrecords.com. And after that, you heard Gary, I don't know if I can say his name,
Rodarmel.
What's that?
Rodarmel. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. That's what he said. And the Parish Commissioners with Tip Jar off their new album, Acute.
Now, Gary.
Obviously, I said that word right.
Yeah. Gary was, remember, he was part of Porter Hall, Tennessee. Remember?
Yes, he was.
What do you think of that?
Oh, you even got a new bell.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hold on. You want me to do it again?
Yes.
You can still kind of hear it. Molly is supposed to come down here with a back rub.
I don't like it.
She hates it. I opened it up and you just saw the dread in her face.
So, Blake, back to the story when you introduced me there, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, I got plenty of time.
Okay.
We don't want you to feel left out or anything.
Yeah. Well, we're going to see a family member in the hospital on Sunday.
Right.
Driving through Philadelphia.
North Philly, by the
right.
way.
Not West Philadelphia. Not West Philadelphia.
No,
born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days.
Why?
Sorry. But anyway, we're driving through and I'm scanning through the radio stations because we couldn't find our MP3 port in our new car. That's a totally different story. But I'm scanning through stations and five stations in a row, every lyric we heard to every song was, raise your hands up. Put your hands up. I'm like, does every song have that in it now?
Word.
I was getting pissed.
He was. He was. And then every time he did flip to it and there was like a slow song or a country song on, I'd be like, get your hands up, raise your hands up. And he would just give me the evil stink eye. And I'm like, ah.
You know why? Because FM music sucks balls.
Yes, it does.
True fucking story.
Thank God.
I don't even know who half of them are. Like, I keep seeing that Pitbull guy, and I have to ask people, who is that dude?
Pitbull guy?
Yeah, he's on, like, beer commercials and shit. He's, like, some Puerto Rican guy or something.
Huh. They used to call me the Pitbull back in Nam.
They call me the Pitbull at the titty bar.
Jack. So you guys got a new car?
Yes, we did.
Finally.
Camouflage?
Actually, another funny story. We did see a truck at the dealership. It was mossy oaked out on the side.
Everything.
On the bottom panels, the bumpers, everything was mossy oaked. The visor. And we looked inside.
And that was all decked out.
And where they would have, wood trim, it was all mossy oak.
That's a winner.
And it had three deer decals on the back window.
Why didn't you purchase that bad boy?
Because we would be shooting bucks and driving trucks.
Well, I'm glad you guys got that issue resolved.
Thank you, Blake. It was an upswing in the roller coaster that's been going down all year long.
Well, what you didn't want to have to do is you didn't want to have to start taking the train everywhere.
No. The train sucks. It's filled with Amish.
All righty, folks. This is the... I'm sorry. This is the time... We haven't done this in a while. And this time we're doing a double shot of stupid people doing stupid things.
Oh, yeah. A
little jazz.
It burns when I pee, brings the latest news happenings. It's stupid people doing stupid things. Stupid people doing stupid things with cold beer podcasting. Got an Amish BJ. So sit back, relax on IBWIP. Here's stupid people doing stupid things.
Alrighty, if you are new to the show and don't know what this is where we pick out some news related stories where people act like a fucking idiot. And the first one doesn't make me as mad. The second one has me furious. So let's start off with the first one. I'm furious on the second one. I'm mad. I'm gonna ring the bell. That's how mad I am.
I'm gonna beat the table.
Oh, why don't you just?
I'm gonna hit the mic.
Say it isn't so. Alrighty, folks. This comes from the. From Oklahoma.
Didn't we have that one that the bitch was cooking meth at the Walmart from Oklahoma?
Yep, and I think this was her sister. Here we go.
Police in Oklahoma say they made a bizarre discovery when searching a woman in their custody. Police found the woman lingering in a parking lot overnight Monday. A drug-sniffing dog let officers know she needed to be searched. They took her back to the police station where she was booked.
She was at the police station. She was booked. All right.
Book him, Dano.
Do you want to take a guess of what happened when they booked her?
Cavity search.
When a female officer noticed the handle of a revolver sticking out from inside the woman.
It was a five-shot revolver. It was loaded. And as she turned her around, she saw more plastic baggies, larger plastic baggies, wedged in the crack of her buttocks.
Alrighty, let me get you guys up to speed here. A lady, just roaming around a parking lot for 2 days, gets arrested. They take her into jail. And when they go to strip search her, she says, well, can I go to the bathroom? I'm on my period. And they're like, no, you're getting strip searched, you know? And they notice when she turns around that she's got a loaded fucking gun coming out of her vagina.
That would be very slimy to put your hand on. Like, you just drop it right out of your hand. Like, oh, gosh, whoa, no.
I have fucked a number of 34s in my life, but none of them, I say, could I have gotten a loaded pistol in their vagina.
What size was said pistol?
Said pistol was like a revolver. It was like a regular, like, gun.
Seriously? It was that big?
Yes.
Holy.
It was like the one Dirty Harry holds.
Right. It was. And then she turns around and got plastic baggies falling out of her butt.
Oh, my God.
All right. We'll continue a little bit more here.
What?
Authorities say the woman has a long criminal record. She now faces drug possession charges and charges for trying to smuggle a gun into jail.
Okay, now get ready. Now, this is what makes it funny. Listen to the news anchors as they continue. They've already talked about the story, but we still got like 60 seconds left.
Come on. Who doesn't have that?
The old caboose pistol. Everybody has one.
Who doesn't have a caboose pistol?
Oh, my.
I would say I do not have a pistol out of my ass.
I saw this and the other night. I was feeling a little frisky, and I said, hey, Molly, you want a caboose pistol? That didn't go over well.
No, I'm sure.
I don't like it. I don't like it. Hell, I have trouble getting a penis in my vagina sometimes.
What?
So how would I get a fucking
She didn't say she has trouble getting BJ's penis. She just said a penis.
Yeah, I was going to say. Holy crap.
I said a penis.
Right. It doesn't matter. You should have said BJ's penis.
I can't get BJ's penis. Whatever.
All right, here we go. Now, the guy is thinking he's funny, but the girl one here is about, she's about ready to lose it, the girl anchor.
Old caboose pistol. Everybody has one.
What are you getting all worked up over? Dave, don't knock it till you've tried it.
Did you just say a caboose pistol?
I know some women who could hide a machine gun in there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Whoa.
Oh, wow.
He's been with a number of 34s in his lifetime.
Yeah. Like a hot dog down the hallway.
So, needless to say, she was booked and sentenced.
You know what? If the gun would have went off, it would have taken care of two problems.
Right. Exactly.
One, if she survived, she'd never have kids, which, thank the Lord, maybe more white trash should, have a caboose pistol, let's say.
Right. Let's play it one more time. I don't hear the caboose part.
Doesn't have that.
The old caboose pistol. Everybody has one.
What are you getting all?
He's like, what are you getting all worked up about? Everybody's got a caboose pistol.
Sorry, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, today you are not winning.
Indeed. It's like BJ at one of these IBWIP games.
All right. And now, all right. This is the one that when I found got me pissed as hell. First, I want to say that Arnold Schwarzenegger was supposed to be in studio for a live interview. And,
bastard.
He didn't show up, which pisses me off.
Ah!
Yeah. So, Arnold Schwarzenegger, you'll get two strikes on IBWIP, bug guy.
And then you become one of the hated.
Right. So then I had to find extra show content, and I was flipping through, and I found this. And the first person to tell me why this pisses me off wins $100 million. So pay attention.
Breaking news in Northwest Harris County of a prostitution bust at several massage parlors. Good afternoon, I'm Eric Barajas.
And I'm Gina Gassett in for Alona Carson. The raid happening along FM 1960 and Red Oak, which is not far from my...
This is Texas, of course, so you know what they have a lot of in Texas.
Gays?
No!
Happening along FM 1960 and Red Oak, which is not far from I-45. That's where we find Eyewitness News reporter Sonia Azad. Sonia?
Gina and Eric, investigators raided three massage parlors in this shopping center. They're called Empire, Royal, and Crystal, which...
Okay, Empire, Royal, and Crystal massage parlors. What do you think I'm getting ready to get at here?
Whack and crack?
Asians?
Yes! They busted.
Oh, me and Rosie said it at the same time. Me and Rosie are tied right now.
They busted a bunch of Asians for hell serving the community. We'll continue.
Is just behind me. Sky IHD was over the scene just a couple of hours ago as this raid was taking place. Law enforcement says that all three of these businesses are fronts for prostitution. In all, investigators arrested at least five women that we saw for.
They arrested five women. Do you know how much laundry I can have done with five women?
That's at least 15 sandwiches a day.
Molly would be in seventh heaven. She wouldn't have to cook, she wouldn't have to clean, and she wouldn't have to give me a blowjob. She'd be living in paradise.
Prostitution, and then cited at least two more for practicing massage without a license. We got ground video of their arrests. One of the investigating sergeants told us that the women who worked here are all from various countries in Asia, Thailand, South Korea.
And if you watch this video, they're hauling them out, you know, they're hauling them out in handcuffs.
Right.
And one of the girls has heels on, and she trips and falls. It's hilarious.
No.
Poor girl.
Poor girl. She's just trying to earn a living.
She messed up a pretty face.
Well, don't you think that, I mean, seriously, do the Texas police not have anything better to do than...
Didn't Randy Travis just driving around Texas, like, drunk and naked most of the time?
Right. Go bust him. Okay, here we go.
Worked here are all from various countries in Asia, Thailand, South Korea, China, and there is one, we are told, who apparently may be willing to cooperate with them through a translator. So we're waiting to hear on how that goes.
Coley, do you want to be the translator?
Sure.
Okay, I am one of the arrested. You ask me a question. Be the police, and you're translating for the police.
Okay. Wait, what?
Wow.
BJ, you're the police officer. Coley, you're the translator. I'm the Japanese girl. Go.
Okay, I got it.
I don't know where to start. I'm not winning this shit.
All right.
I'll be the police officer. Ma'am, what are you doing today? Why are you doing this?
She said, I like sucky sucky $5.
Ma'am?
I so horny.
So ma'am. Brother, too buku.
Ma'am, calm down.
She says, I know my rights.
We know you know your rights, but I'm sure you don't have any in this country. But please calm down so I can talk to you.
Me iron your shirt. Make it nice and pressed and clean.
She said, listen, Mr. Kansas City law dog. Law don't go around here, savvy.
We do not suck dicks for money.
You don't, but I do.
But these women, we were told, lived at these shops. Undercover deputies couldn't allow us legally to get inside, but they described what they found inside those back rooms.
Dark lit rooms, massage tables that are pushed up against the wall, homemade massage tables, you know, just out 2x4s, and then they put a pad down, then they put a...
We make...
Happy ending?
We make happy ending off 2x4 bed.
I was going to say they found a buttload of semen back there.
Jeff, you need to find these places.
Yeah. Oh, you want to hear the rest of the news story?
Oh. Oh, yes. Yes, Blakenson.
Ah, here we go.
A towel down in there.
Now, these same places have been raided before, as recently, we understand, as December. But legally, here's the hook, these women have to agree to perform an act for money in front of those officers or investigators.
Okay, so that's a tip for everybody. They have to offer it to you before they can get arrested or you can get arrested.
But if there we go.
But if they don't speak English, they can't offer it to you.
Awesome.
So you know, they all got off.
Yeah, make you feel real good. Yeah.
So my Mexican whack and cracks here are safe still, right? Right.
She said, next. Hurry up.
I've been loving you a long time.
In and out. I busy, man. I busy. Next.
All right, hold on.
The fact that my son's in the back room giggling over this is just kind of wrong.
Sean says, Uncle Blake is fucked in the head.
before they can be arrested. So now we are told that the next step is to go after the people who own these shops, and many times we understand they are out of town. From now, we are live in Northwest Harris County. Sonia Azad, 13 Eyewitness News.
Thank you.
Fuck yeah, much. They're at some island resort somewhere going collecting checks from their whacking crabs.
Ha 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 ha, stupid American.
You stupid American.
They own the Chinese restaurant down the street.
I think I was just told to put the bell away. I'm not really sure what that look meant, but I'm pretty sure it said put the bell away.
Those five Asian girls would not tell you to put that bell away.
No, I don't think so.
They would tell you, you want sandwich now, round eye?
Yeah. Come suck your
fucking... Too busy?
Hey, cowboy. All right.
Me ride you long time.
Me ride you long time. All right, let's get
into... so wrong.
Let's get into some music so I can find out from the producer what I did wrong.
Okay. Let's go ahead and listen to Hellfire Sinners with Piss On You.
And this segment of IBWIP was sponsored by the Vagina Gun Holster, Meth Smugglers, Jaded X's, and Lot Lizards. If you need to be packing pack with vagina gun holsters, it comes in six different styles and colors, including our best seller, the Click Clip. It holds up to 12 rounds. Protect yourself with the vagina holster.
You're listening to IBWIP, and make sure you check out IBWIP.com for our calendar of events and links to our Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube page.
Well, I like to piss outside, I like to drink on Sunday. I've been known to throw back a few. I use the Lord's name in vain, I ain't never been a saint. Them motherfuckers, neither have you. Well, I got shitty tattoos that I got while drinking booze, and I have had my ass kicked before. I've been that three-headed dog with bear trap jaws, and I have tasted blood before. I ain't ashamed of who I am, and if you thought so, man, goddamn, why take your ass outside right now, and we can settle this like men. Well, I like to throw a line, talk some shit about my life, and the campfire light just turns me on. Well, I like to shoot my guns when I catch a buzz. You stay up in the way, it's not my fault. Well, I like homemade wine, and I love southern women. Get to lick my own Georgia peach. Though she makes me walk the line, I do stray sometimes. She beats me in the head until I bleed. I ain't ashamed of who I am. And if you thought so, man, goddamn, I'll take your ass outside right now, and we can settle this like men. Shame of who I am. And if you thought so, man, goddamn, well, I'll take your ass outside right now, and we can settle this like men. Well, I ain't ashamed of who I am. And if you thought so, man, goddamn, well, I'll take your ass outside right now, and we can settle this like men. Well, I ain't ashamed.
Pay attention, folks. Here is how you contact the show. We love your feedback, so get off your lazy asses and get a hold of us. You can email Blake at IBWIP.com, AmisBJ at IBWIP.com, and ColdBeer at IBWIP.com. That's my mom and dad. We also have a dial-in number that you can use to leave us a voicemail or call in during the live taping. Now program this into your phone. 1-203-429-4711. We look forward to hearing from you, and remember, boob pics are always welcome.
More booby pics! More booby pics! Ah! More booby pics!
sing you to say happy fucking birthday, motherfucker.
Well, people think it's funny. They talk about the trash by Betty, Lou, and Jimbo. They say they're trailer trash. They think that they're just better. They laugh and they don't know that I grew up in a trailer. Look at them and smile, then my neck gets steaming red. They say them folks are ignorant and ain't got nothing in their heads. I grew up in a trailer. My daddy was a prison guard. He had to feed six children. The life he led was hard. Took the time to raise us right. She always cared for us. I've never been ashamed of them or the places I come from. I'd rather live in a house on wheels than your brick and mortar home. You say that you're still damaged from when you when you didn't get that Ferrari and your little sister did. So if you think you're better 'cause you grew up in a house, then think about that shit you're saying and then go fuck yourself. So if you think you're better 'cause you grew up in a house, then think about that shit you're saying and then go fuck yourself.
Ain't that a pain in the ass when you are recording a show and you push the wrong button and stop the recording?
God damn it.
Fuck
son
me.
Son of a bitch.
God damn sons of bitches.
Well, folks, you just heard Cowboy Bob in the Trailer Trash with I Grew Up in a Trailer.
And that goes really good with who we have on the show with us next. We have Derek and Tawny from Trailer Park Romance.
Woo-hoo!
What's going on? Can you hear me?
Hey, we can hear you.
Okay. I'm using my phone. This is like space-age technology we're using right now.
Woo-hoo!
And oh, my.
And it's all free.
It is free, all the way from California IA.
Speaking of California IA, my lovely fiance has purchased a ticket to for me to go on one of them airplanes up in the air and come and stay at the trailer park.
Dude, we are so excited. We actually kicked people out of the trailer park because they only allow so many people in the park at one time. And since we were adding a plus one, they were like, no, you can't have anybody else come stay here. So we just, you know, we politely asked somebody to leave.
Aw, how sweet.
By politely asked, you held a shotgun to their head, right?
It's like you're a mind reader, Beej.
One of my concerns is I'm very concerned that Ms. Tawny K is going to be tired of me after the first 48 hours.
She has put up with me for years. There is no way she'll be tired of you after a few days.
So what do we have planned for our exciting? I think it's like 12 days, 13 days away. What exciting stuff do we have planned?
Dude, one of the big outings is going to be to the Asian market.
Yeah!
Like a genuine Asian market.
Oh, my.
Oh, snap.
Yes. That is going to be awesome, and I'm going to get a lot of photo ops there.
Dude, I need like 20,000 rolls of film just to make it through that place. It's insane. Like, everything is amazing.
So, do you guys have any plans for security for when I get off the plane? Because, I mean, obviously nobody that famous has ever been to Sacramento, California.
No, they haven't. We have Rowan working on security, and he is a top-notch security guy. He keeps me safe whenever we go out in the town together.
Right.
You know, because, you know, if you have a show on Silent Storm Radio, obviously everybody knows you.
Right.
So, like, if I'm going to go to the grocery store, he coordinates it for me to make sure I don't get mob attacked and stuff like that.
Nice.
Little known fact, I actually have Hulk Hogan doing my security, so.
That's a good choice.
He has a penis like a baby arm holding an apple.
That's what I've heard.
Don't worry, I'll grab my squirt gun, fill it with sriracha hot sauce, and spray people with it.
Somebody just watched Airheads, didn't they?
He came up with that on his own.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's a smart little kid.
So ask him if I need to, like, come in cost, or do I need to disguise, or should I just come as me?
He's already gone.
Oh. He doesn't have – his attention span for IBWIP is pretty small.
Well, he's actually getting to watch a zombie movie right now, so I think it's kind of amazing that he gave us – that 10 seconds of time.
Right on. Well, I think while I'm there, we're going to do Sunday Night Roundup while I'm there the first night.
Yes.
And
it's going to be awesome. We're going to get to do a ton of shows together.
That's going to be super awesome. I'm going to see how the trailer park does it, how they break it down.
I know. Usually we steal Wi-Fi, and we have to sit in somebody's yard in front of their trailer and try to keep it down so that they don't catch on. You know, they think it's just the neighbors across the street having a good time. But, you know, we've got enough music, hopefully, that we can get your show going.
Right on. And then I think I'm going to sit in while you guys do Trailer Park Romance on Tuesday.
Of course. You're going to be our special guest.
And then I'm going to knock out some punk rock music with you.
Yeah, that's going to be a blast. I'll have to introduce you to all kinds of punk rock while you're here, and then you can make a set list.
Right on. And that'll be the last night I'm there, too, so. I'm really excited. I think we're going to make some forts.
Yeah, there's a lot of plans for fort building.
Multi-level forts.
Yeah,
you guys have your footy
pajamas? We're going to figure out how to do, you know, like a three-story fort high-rise.
What was that, BJ?
Do you guys have your footy pajamas for this event?
I don't own any, but I'm going to sew some.
We're going to make moccasins.
You guys should go get matching footy pajamas with a little butt flap in them. That would be great.
I actually think they have those at the Western Wear store here in town. We can make that happen.
Boom.
Nice.
This shit's going down. This shit is going down.
We also have plans to get tattoos.
Yes, we're going to get our cocker tattoos.
Yeah, we're figuring out some cock tattoos to get because every real man has a tattoo of a cock on him.
I'm thinking about putting...
I also need a cocker tattoo.
Me as well. That's in our plans in the works as well.
Awesome. We should all just have the matching one. It's gonna be badass. Well, I want to first of all thank you in advance for having me. I appreciate it.
Dude, we can't wait. We're so excited.
And Molly says thank you for getting rid of me for a week. And she says, you don't necessarily have to send him back.
It's funny because she sent me quite a few Facebook messages saying the same thing.
She said,
they all said, I don't like him.
I don't like him.
I've actually been offered money to keep you here, which I thought was strange. I mean, but who am I to say?
Right. Everybody has weird relationships.
Very true. And you're about to see me and Tawny's, which is probably very weird.
I just don't want any broken windows while I'm there. I'll feel really awkward. I'll hide under the bed with Rowan.
Make sure you bring some earmuffs.
Right on. All right, Derek. I won't keep you very much because I know it's your night for patrolling the trailer park for security. So,
yes, if you've seen Trailer Park Boys, that's how we roll.
Right on. Well, we definitely have tons of stories when I get back. And again, Derek, I can't wait to see you guys, and I look forward to it.
Dude, seriously, I'm so excited. I can't wait. You have no idea.
Woo-hoo!
We're going to have a great time. We're going to make YouTube videos. We need to, like, video record the adventures we have. That'll make it, like, 10 times more fun.
Right on. I'm all ready to go. I'm so excited that, like, every day at work, I'm just like, I Voxer or text message Derek, and I'm like, only 11 more days. Only 10 more days. You know? It's like,
dude, we're so
it's like
close
Christmas
right
time.
Now. Like, this close.
We first started talking about it was 42 days.
I know. Now it's down under 2 weeks.
Right on. All right, brother. Thanks for being on the show. We'll see you later. And everybody, Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, Trailer Park Romance here on Silent Storm Radio. And then on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, it's the Hobo Hiatus Punk as Fuck show. I call it the Punk as Fuck show.
Right on.
All right, buddy.
IBWIP for life.
Woohoo! Thanks, buddy. Talk to you later.
All right. Take care.
See you, Hobo.
Later, BJ. Later, Cooley.
See you, Hobo.
You guys do realize that Tawny is going to hate me guts by the time I get back.
You have that profound effect on some folks.
Yep. It's not going to be something pretty. I think she's going to kick me out of the... I think me and Hobo will be like in a pup tent by like Tuesday afternoon.
Well, that's okay. You guys like to spoon anyway.
Right. We're good at spooners.
All right.
All right. Well, since I'm going to California, it kind of changes up our pattern here on IBWIP. So let's go through the schedule real quick. First, episode 89, we just released it. It's the Wayne the Train Hancock interview. For those of you who haven't downloaded it or streamed it yet, it is available. It's a really good interview. It's very candid in the interview. And they play songs. We play songs off of his new album. So definitely check that out. This episode is episode 90, which we haven't named yet, but it will be released this Friday, the 22nd, as a podcast. Hold on.
Nice one.
Wow.
That was not sound effects. That was the real deal.
Wow.
That's how much of a professional you are.
Right. Episode 91 will be released on March 29th, and that features an interview with JT from Liquorbox. Got that all wrapped up and good. It's a good interview as well. Episode 92. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to be gone, so episode 92 is going to be released as a podcast and as a vidcast on April 5th and will feature an in-studio performance and interview by the man himself, Ray Lawrence Jr.
Woo!
Nice.
It's a really good interview. I think the audio turned out really, really good. I was really happy with it. Meeting Ray and Heather, it was a good time. They were good people.
They are fine people.
Then, this one, just in, episode 93 of IBWIP is entitled Having Fun. And it's the birthday episode. We went out for my birthday. I won't give anything away. But we went out for my birthday on Friday. And we came back and we did a show. Everybody was drunk except me.
Wah, wah, wah.
And it features Mel from Ill, Shannon, Miles, Jenfo, and myself. Did I say that twice? But we're going to release we're going to release that on April 12th. And then I'm not done yet. I got things lined the fuck up here. Episode 94 will be recorded live right here at SilentStormRadio.com on April 15th and released as a podcast on the 19th. And
woo!
Woo! And then episode 95 will be released as a podcast on April 26th and is tentatively going to feature an interview and new music from who?
My favorite Asian.
Woo!
Sean K.
Preston.
Woo-hoo! So
sorry.
That's all right. No, that's what you were supposed to do, but I was afraid you wouldn't do it, so I went on ahead and did it. It's called it's called OCD. All right, let's...
Oh, and by the way, have you seen his van that he borrowed? Have you guys seen any pictures of the van?
Uh-uh.
He borrowed that from Matt, his bass player. And Matt was telling me how he shouldn't have ever loaned it to an Asian guy. Because it's all beat up.
Nice.
That's awesome. Well, let's skip over next thing on our fake piece of paper that we really don't have.
Yeah, we don't read.
Because I'm super fucking excited to get to this next segment. Coley, why don't you lead us into it since I fucked up?
Yeah, you did. Jeez. It's just like BJ not winning any game whatsoever on this show.
Well, this next segment is called BJ is Winning. It's the BJ is Winning game. Is everybody ready?
I don't need your sympathy.
All right, it's very simple trivia. Very simple trivia.
Okay.
I forgot to mention earlier that Mute Jacob is here in the studio.
Hi, Mute Jacob. Where should I sign up?
So he will be playing along. This is kind of like Factor Crap, but it's a little bit different. BJ, you will be taking on Cold Beer Coley and Mute Jacob. Would you like to go first or let one of them go first?
Let them go first.
All right, Cold Beer Coley, you have the first question.
Yay.
All right, this question. Are you ready for 1 point? Who was president during the Great Depression and World War II?
I know this one. I really do.
Up yours, Trebek.
I think I'm going to be wrong, but wasn't it FDR?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Way too long. I know.
It took way too long because I had to Google.
No, I didn't Google. I just have way too much on my mind right now to be like thinking in my memory warehouse.
Okay. Next question. BJ, are you ready?
Yes.
Can you name three types of meat that come from a pig?
Oh, come on.
Bacon. Ham. And sausage.
BJ with a correct answer. He is now tied with Cold Beer Coley.
See, I see a total trick coming here.
Come on now.
Because I've answered all the questions right in the past and still lost. So I know there's like a carpet trick coming up.
Okay, Mute Jacob, here is your question. Who wrote the Declaration of Independence? No, it was not Sean Connery.
Up yours, Trebek.
All right, Cold Beer Coley, are you ready for the next question?
I suppose. It's going to be a mind-boggler again.
How many bones do sharks have in their bodies?
I'm just going to gander at this.
Gander?
Are you seriously going to pick on me again?
No.
.526½.
That's incorrect. It would be zero. Sharks are made of all cartilage.
Cartilage. Fuck.
BJ, the Amish BJ, are you ready for your next question?
I sure am.
Name three ingredients found in beer.
Barley, hops, and water.
BJ has taken the lead. He is winning 2-1-0.
I know my meat and my beer.
All right. The next question is for Mute Jacob. Mute Jacob, when was the Constitution written? 1892. That was not correct. So you lost.
That's not when Columbus sailed the ocean.
Right. All right. So Jacob has zero. Cold Beer Coley has one. And BJ has two. We're doing five questions apiece, by the way.
Woo.
So, Coley, don't get discouraged.
I'm not. I should have known cartilage.
All righty. Are you ready for your next question?
Sure. Let's do this shit.
What territory did the United States buy from France in 1803?
Oh, this is an easy one.
See, you should have gave BJ all the history questions. He would have just totally blew me everybody out of the water. What territory
did the United States buy from France in 1803?
I'm not sure, so I'm just gonna say Normandy. I don't fucking know.
Oh, no.
Louisiana Purchase.
Yes, the Louisiana Territory is correct. BJ, I'm gonna give you a half a point for answering somebody else's question.
Woo!
All right.
Good Lord.
All right. BJ, are you ready for your next question?
I just had this carpet pulled out thing. Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
All right. Please name four Star Wars characters.
Oh, come on now.
Boba Fett. I'm going for the harder ones.
Just four.
Oh, please. Please, just get it over with. Come on.
You just want me to get it over with?
Just get it over with.
All right, boring.
Before I answer them, go.
Darth Maul.
Oh, really?
Wicket, the Ewok.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Who was actually the same guy as
Don't, no, just.
The leprechaun.
I'm an leprechaun.
You got it right,
and
BJ.
C-3PO.
All right.
So we're Bib Fortuna.
BJ, you are up 3.5 to Coley's 1 to Jacob's 0. Jacob, will you please tell me who wrote the Declaration of Independence?
You already did that one.
No, I didn't.
Yes, what year it was written.
No, I asked what year the Constitution was written. This is the Declaration of Independence.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Jacob, you are correct. It was Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas.
Not Thomas. Thomas Jefferson.
Thomason.
At least he's not just picking on me, Blake. So we can just beat the shit out of him later.
All righty. Let's see here. Boom, boom. All right. Cold Bear Coley. I'll tell you what. If you get this correct, I will give you 5 bonus points.
Okay.
Before the emergence of life, of what gases was the Earth primitively? Bleh. Before the emergence of life, what gases was the Earth's primitive atmosphere constructed of?
Carbon monoxide.
Ooh.
Hydrogen and nitrogen.
Methane, hydrogen, ammonia, and water vapor.
Ooh. I got that wrong. Nitrogen. I said nitrogen. I shouldn't have.
I'm taking off a half point, BJ, because you answered somebody else's question incorrectly.
I knew it was coming.
Bam!
All right, we got 2 more questions apiece, folks. Here we go.
I must have taken a wrong turn at Albuquerque.
Are you ready, BJ?
Yes.
Name 3 beard styles. Name 3 beard styles.
Damn. Like, I don't even know how to answer this. Full.
That's not his style.
Pirate. And douchebag playoff beard.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We're not going to be able to give you those. Don't constitute as styles.
Come on, the douchebag playoff beard sure does.
All right, Cold Beer Coley, are you ready for your?
Well, you forgot Mute Jacob.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mute Jacob. It's like you're not even here. All right, true or false? Dogs are herbivores. That is correct. It's false. They are omnivores. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. All right, folks. Right now, BJ's up 3. Jacob has 2. Cold Beer Coley coming up the rear with 1. But this is where you're going to redeem yourself, Coley. Are you ready for your...
How's he beating me?
For your final question. Are you prepared?
Yeah, I guess.
Would you rather?
All right, here we go. What is the energy source used in active transport What is the energy source used in active transport through biological membranes? Everybody knows this.
What the hell? How do you become a podcaster and not know this?
Right, it's kind of like isn't it on the form when you start a podcast you have to know this?
Yeah, it is definitely.
Wait, what was the question again?
What is the energy source used in active transport through biological membranes? Insane in the membrane.
Insane in the brain.
Okay. I know of it, but I don't know what the fuck it's called.
I shall comb my beard while this is going on.
Yeah.
Oh, BJ, you get 1 point for combing your beard during the game.
Woo!
Coley, I must ask.
I don't know. I don't know. I can picture the little electro things going through the brain, but I can't. I have no idea what it's called.
The energy necessary for active transport.
Amino acid?
Comes from ATP molecules, the active transportation used chemical energy from ATP.
Okay, so when I become a brain surgeon or whatever the fuck you're talking about.
Neurosurgeon.
That will be good to know.
BJ gets 1 point for knowing the right kind of surgeon. All right, we're down to
I hate this game.
The only people left are BJ and Jacob.
Jacob. Come on, Jacob.
All right, Jake. Mute Jacob. Here you go. Here is your question.
BJ's next.
Oh, BJ's next. I was going to kind of go for a grand finale there. All right.
Okay, then Jacob.
Nope, it's too late. I've already turned the page. What is the name given to the study of beards?
Beardology.
I'm combing.
No, I'm just joking. Go ahead.
I'm combing my beard trying to think of this one.
Cole, you get a half a point because you got the second part of the name right.
Oh, okay.
Cosmetology.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, fuck it.
It's Pogonology. Pogonology. Pogonology.
Hello.
Hello, matey. All right.
Hello.
This is how it stands right now. Right now, BJ has 5 points. Cold Beard Coley has a point and a half. And Mute Jacob is in second place with 2 points. Mute Jacob, the final question of the night for 4 points and a win over Amish BJ. What is diffusion? What is diffusion? Okay, I'll give you a different question.
Stop, I can't hear you.
I'm going to give him a different question. He was shaking his head, so I'm going to give him a different question.
Oh, what the fuck is that?
Is the compound HCI an acid or a base? That's incorrect. It's an acid. BJ, you are the winner. Would you like to make an acceptance speech?
Yes, I actually got up and walked away because I figured I was going to get screwed again. I would like to thank Jesus, my Lord and Savior, all my dead homies, and
got to pour one out for your dead homies.
I'm not pouring it on the hardwood floor. Are you fucking high?
Dog will lick it up.
He's passed out already.
He didn't have a sip yet.
Well, thank you, guys. Hey. I felt the magic carpet was going to get pulled out from under me, but now I just feel like I'm some kind of special kid that got some kind of special treatment.
And, well, congratulations again. Folks, we are gearing... Hold on, just one moment, please.
Are you sure he's not a Christy Beach? He definitely has the sound of a Christy right there.
Okay. I just want to remind everybody, we are gearing up to get the IBWIP store up at IBWIP.com. The pre-sale has started for the IBWIP 6th Anniversary T-shirts. Pre-order from March 15th to April 15th. Hopefully by the time this episode comes out, the store will be ready. Just like, here's what you get. If you pre-order your T-shirt right now, for $25, you get a T-shirt, a shop rag, a button, a three-patch set, and an autographed picture of Amish BJ, Cold Beer Coley, and myself, all for $25, including shipping.
That's a damn fine deal.
Hells yeah.
And it's an awesome logo. You can see the logo on the back of the front of the shirt at our Facebook page right now. And like I said, check the IBWIP store when this comes out as a podcast. They're limited.
Did the Amish BJ cock rings not come in yet?
No, they're having issues with getting rings that big made. The mold is, they're having issues with the mold.
Oh, okay.
And this is a limited edition, so... The T-shirts are a sand color, and they're by like special air-woven shirts or something. They're real nice. So this we're only doing one run. So get your pre-order in now. If you want to, you can email me at blake@IBWIP or send me a Facebook page, and we'll get it lined up. After the pre-sale is over, you will be able to buy things individually. But believe me, this is a deal right here. Alrighty, so do it.
Do it, damn it.
Damn it. All right, we're rounding up here. BJ, tell us about Silent Storm Radio.
Well, we announced a winner to the Muddy Roots tickets last week?
I believe it was, yes.
And once again, we'd like to congratulate Angel and Billy from California
Woo-woo.
For winning the tickets and being such great listeners. I was a little worried in the middle of the week that I made the phrase that pays a little too easy because everybody was saying, oh, I got it already. I got it already. But turns out Angel and Billy won. Congratulations. Woo-hoo. And also, we are going to pick up the T-shirts tomorrow. They will ship the end of the week.
Yeah,
probably this weekend. We'll
if
ship
not
them out
early
on
next
Saturday.
Week.
Awesome.
Anybody that pre-ordered shirts, you will be getting them. Sorry for the delay. There was some back and forth with the T-shirt maker about them. Just, touching up artwork and stuff. So nothing major, but they're going to be shipped out. They took a little longer than we thought, and I do apologize for that. And definitely go to the schedule section and check out all the shows or even the... I forget even what section it is, but there's multiple places where you can find out what shows are on this fine channel all goddamn week long.
And we also, you guys have a Twitter account now, correct?
Yes, we are also on Twitter now, and you can find us at Silent Storm Ratty. It doesn't have the O in it. It for some reason, Twitter names can't be that long, and they cut out one letter, so just Silent Storm Radio without the O.
Awesome. So definitely check that out because I do believe you're going to be tweeting like before shows come out and such, right?
Yes.
Alrighty. Well, I kind of want to discuss, we're kind of changing the format of IBWIP after this episode here. BJ and Coley are going to start doing one of the two live shows a month instead of two. And it's not because I'm firing them. The contract's not expired. We're not having a fight. We're not going to have a fight over the internet like some people do for years and years. It's just simply one of those things where this takes a lot of time, and we all have lives, and summer's coming, and I wanted to keep it fresh and give them a break. So they're still going to be doing the show, but I'm going to kind of have a rotating cast of characters in on the other the other episodes each month. So, BJ and Cole, you're still here. Do not send me hate mail, because I will fuck your dog.
And don't send us hate mail that, why are you still doing one show? Because we're not going to listen to it. We don't care.
We don't care.
So, again, I just want to make sure everybody knows it's not going to be some crazy-ass fucking big old
drama. I'm going to go to Twitter about this, goddammit.
And if you would like to, you can follow my mom on Twitter. Anybody that has a Twitter account, go ahead and go follow my mom. It is Peacock Queen 1. That's Peacock Queen 1. Definitely tell her that I sent you. And that will show her for getting a stupid Twitter account.
Can I send her pictures of...
Yeah, you can send her whatever you want. She, her bio says, I like peacocks and I cannot lie. You other cocks can't deny.
Nice.
And that's what happens when you have me set up your Twitter account. All right, folks. We're rounding up the night. Hey, thank you, everybody, for showing up in the chat room. For those of you listening for the first time, I hope you enjoyed. I hope you were offended. I hope you are disgusted. And I hope that you have nightmares this evening about me ringing this fucking bell.
Well, thank you, Blake, for having us. And thank you all for listening.
Are you going?
And I was getting there. Jesus.
She's like, lay off, motherfucker.
God.
Motherfucker, I don't like
dramatic
it.
Pause.
Dramatic pause.
I don't like it. I didn't like it when you pick on me before we do my double D's. I don't like it when you interrupt me when I'm doing fan feedback.
We never get fan feedback anymore, but if we did, you'd interrupt me.
I'm just going to eat a shitload of cherries and interrupt you guys and then blame it on you.
Fuck you guys.
You all deserve that motherfucking shit.
This is what I'm going to do when it's time my turn to talk. I'm just going to keep punching this microphone stand. Because I'm drunk. So fuck you. I got bigger tits than both of you.
I don't like it.
All right,
y'all can
everybody.
Kiss my ass whenever I try to play. I play the same song. I play two songs in every show. And if you don't fucking like it, you can suck my big boobies.
Yeah. What I don't like it just said.
Well,
all right. God damn you two. Anyway,
she loves us, Blake. Don't let her lie to you.
Yesterday was the infamous St. Patty's Day. So I am going to give you the double D's the only way I can.
Are you winding an antique clock? Jesus Christ.
Anyway. How about some Dropkick Murphys with Sunshine Highway and the Tossers with Seven Drunken Nights?
That sounds like a splendid idea. Thank you, everybody, for showing up tonight.
Great, wonderful.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
I said great, wonderful, let's do it.
Dude, I'm trying to finish the show. Do you mind?
God. No, I don't mind. I do mind, actually.
I'm going to fucking interrupt every 5 seconds.
I will.
I don't like it. Why do you two fight?
Please don't hit each other. Please don't hit each other. I don't want you to hit each other anymore.
That almost turned into an Asian porn.
All right, this segment of Burns When I Pee was sponsored by ericvansingle.com. Art, illustration, and comics. Check out Eric's work. He does an amazing job. Check out our comic tab at IBWIP, where Eric is doing his bi-weekly comic strip of us. And there's also a link to his site. The dude's awesome. He dude's funny as hell. He likes good music, and he draws good pictures of us. Drawings.
Yes, I've always wanted to be a cartoon, and he did it for me.
Now life is complete. Okay, folks, have a good night. Here we are. Let's hear some Dropkick Murphy.
Night, y'all.
Night, all.
there, seven drunken nights. I've been to seven drunken nights, seven drunken days.
Oh, as I come home on a Monday night, as drunk can be, I saw a horse outside the door, where my old horse should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, can you kindly tell to me, who owns that horse outside the door, where my old horse should be? You're drunk, you silly old fool. Now you cannot see, and that's a lovely sound that me mother sent to me. Well, as many a day I traveled 100 miles or more, but a saddle on a sound, sure I never saw before. And as I come home on a Tuesday night, as drunk can be, I saw a coat behind the door, where my old coat should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, can you kindly tell to me, who owns that coat behind the door, where my old coat should be? Well, you're drunk, you silly old fool. Now you cannot see, that's a lovely blanket that me mother sent to me. Well, as many a day I traveled 100 miles or more, but buttons on the blanket, sure, I never saw before. And as I come home on a Wednesday night, as drunk can be, I saw a pipe upon the chair, where my old pipe should be. And I called me wife and I said to her, can you kindly tell to me, who owns that pipe upon the chair, where my old pipe should be? Billy, you're drunk, you silly old fool. Now you cannot see, that's a lovely tin whistle that me mother sent to me. Well, as many a day I traveled 100 miles or more, but tobacco in a tin whistle, sure, I never saw before. And as I come home on a Thursday night, as drunk can be, I saw two boots beneath the bed, where my old boots should be. And I called me wife and I said to her, can you kindly tell to me, who owns them boots beneath the bed, where my old boots should be? Billy, you're drunk, you silly old fool. Now you cannot see, two lovely geranium pots me mother sent to me. Well, as many a day I traveled 100 miles or more, but laces on geranium pots I never saw before. And as I come home on a Friday night, as drunk can be, I saw a head inside the bed, where my old head should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, can you kindly tell to me, who owns that head with you in the bed, where my old head should be? Billy, you're drunk, you silly old fool. Now you cannot see, that's a baby boy that me mother sent to me. Well, as many a day I traveled 100 miles or more, but a baby boy with his whiskers on I never saw before. La 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 la.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.